News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're asking the question this morning, do we need to be making public transport a safer place for women? And it follows on from this week, the Women and Equalities Committee in the UK spoke about harassment that women faced on UK public transport. And the inquiry heard of widespread sexual harassment on transport systems. There was the most common behaviours, including groping, touching and sexual comments. So joining me on the line to discuss this and to see whether we have a similar problem here in Ireland, I have journalist and opinion writer Larissa Nolan on the line. Larissa, thanks for taking the call this morning. Do you agree? Do you think women in Ireland feel afraid when they're using public transport?
No, I think this is even a nonsense thing to suggest. I mean, what we're essentially saying here is that women are now afraid to go on buses. And what, you know, you'd wonder what's going to come next now. You know, are we scared of leaving the house? It's a really damaging narrative. And, you know, it's actually, it's one of the major things I find that we face as women today is the challenge from this kind of victim feminism, which encourages to be afraid all the time, encourages us to be afraid. You know, there's a scaremongering element to this, which just isn't really in line with reality.
But Larissa, I know lots of people who feel harassed when they're on public transport, when they're in public spaces. I mean, I think this is an issue. I think people sometimes can feel very fearful and vulnerable in those situations.
Yeah, I suppose what that's just living in, you know, that's the world. We don't live in a utopia, unfortunately. At the moment, we live in probably one of the safest societies we've lived in due to things like, you know, reporting systems and CCTV footage. Certainly, things have happened to me and to other people, men and women, while on public transport. I don't think that's a reason to turn it into a police state that decides that us women are unable to handle any kind of offence. Or, you know, we can't look after ourselves. I think myself and probably yourself and the vast majority of women I know are very strong, very assertive. And if there is a problem, they can deal with it. Certainly, I think it's worse for women if we're deemed unable to deal with offence. I would personally prefer to risk offence and to risk some kind of situation that made me, you know, uncomfortable or I had to deal with, than to live in a place that decided that it needed to be, everything needed to be legislated for, that the way had to be made clear for me at all times because I couldn't look after myself or I wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, men and women in society deal with, you know, occasional threats and stuff like that. It's just part of life.
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, the stats that are there, and I've read the piece that you've written, Larissa, but the stats that are there would show that the vast majority of women do feel kind of vulnerable. You know, there's obviously certain kind of times at night, very early in the morning, where there aren't a whole lot of people around, you know, in taxis, yeah, maybe on their own with people, empty, yeah, train carriages. So, you know, in the piece that you wrote, you call them baby women. Do you not think that maybe,
I didn't. Sorry, just to be very clear, I didn't call them baby women. What I called was the idea that was being perpetrated of women was that we were a bunch of neurotics, constantly terrified, afraid to go from our car to our house door all the time, terrified that we were baby women. That was the idea that the heightening and the, you know, the sensationalism of these surveys, that's what they were doing. But actually, if you drill down into these surveys, they're not always on women themselves. I mean, that particular survey that I was referring to was a survey of people who defined as experts in various different countries. They hadn't asked women themselves, which is condescending, in my view. If you want to find out what's happening, actually ask women. You know,
but that's
a lot of them don't.
Sorry to cut across you, but that's what I'm saying, Larissa. This is something that I've talked to lots of women about. And, yeah, you know, to preface it by saying that, you know, this isn't a feminist issue. It's not a man-hating issue. I don't hate,
yeah,
men at all. I love men.
Of course.
Also have a lot of women in my life who I love. And a lot,
yeah,
of women would tell me that they have felt harassed in public spaces on,
yeah,
a regular occasion. Now, look, it might go from, you know, a hand on a leg that was unwanted,
yeah,
or something like cheer up, love, which I actually got walking down the road the other day. You know,
well,
there can be
even more annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. Like, you know, there can be a range of this harassment.
Yes, of course.
But
there's,
I think, an awful lot of women, you know, do feel it. And I just think by maybe saying, you know, that, I know you're not saying we shouldn't talk about it, but,
yes,
you know, I think it's fair enough that we would look at the issue and see, are there practical steps that we could do to try and make places,
yes,
safer for women?
In the same way we can look at every issue that's that can cause difficulties in public life. But, you know, I think we're all aware of the fact that, yes, you know what this attempts to do really is to suggest that, you know, all women are constantly afraid and that, you know, all men are sort of sex beast opportunists. And that's really not the case. And I don't think it's helpful for women to kind of feed this narrative either. I mean, I think what you were talking about earlier on there is an interesting one. We've all, don't we all do things like you're going home and it's a dark night and you actually get this kind of sudden fear. We've all had to be very, very careful. Or, you know, as you were saying, you're on your own, maybe the only person on public transport. You know, we do have to, we have had to do that. Women do that because that's something that we face in life.
It's an instinct,
kind of fear,
yeah,
of something happening. But the point is that I would make is that, yes, men perpetrate these violent crimes. We know that, but only a very, very small percentage of men.
Oh, absolutely,
you have
yeah.
to keep that in perspective, because otherwise what happens is these surveys that come across as being compassionate, they kind of hide a control that can tend to make women imprison themselves. And that would be really, really bad for women.
Okay.
And would roll back decades of progress.
Okay, Larissa Nolan, journalist, thanks so much for talking to us.